The ego, dinosaur of the era. As the dinosaurs of yore, our ego now proudly roams and rules the world. And as the dinosaurs found their days were numbered, so the time of the ego's reign is now well and truly up. Consciousness is constantly evolving within us and around us. The ego has been a compelling and indispensable force in the evolution and progress of humanity, inspiring many of our most glorious achievements, as well as our worst excesses, blunders, and crime. The ego's thirst for greatness and dominion has in part fueled our quest for knowledge, skills, and understanding, as well as for conquest, power, and wealth. Our ego has given us scientific and technological advancement, as well as war, famine, exploitation, and destruction. Ego has carried us to peaks of glory and pits of misery. Our ego limits and defines us within its own small boundaries. Yet our hearts and souls, our true selves, can never be confined by any boundary. As we go further and deeper in meditation, our consciousness expands into vast, timeless tracts where the ego is as useful as a pencil in the sky. The limiting ego presents as more and more of an obstruction, a barrier limiting and stymieing our further progress and expansion. Like the chrysalis of a butterfly or the tail of a frog, the ego, having fulfilled its role, is now a decaying, suffocating burden in need of being discarded or transformed utterly. The ego promised happiness and instead fed us fear, separation, suffering, and treachery. Our real happiness treasure is within our hearts, patiently awaiting our call. Stubbornly blocking the way is ego. It is high time for ego to see the writing on the wall. O ego, step aside gracefully, or go the way of the dinosaur.